shopping bag. Hello there. Lord, may I speak this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and he sold everything he had and he bought it. I wonder if you were watching the Antique Roadshow last Sunday, you would have seen one of the rarest and the most valuable pearls. It was a mellow, mellow pearl. It was orange in colour, and it was the size of a gobstopper. It really was massive. And they said, how much do you think this pearl was worth? And someone was saying 5,000, 10,000, 100,000. No, it was worth 200,000, just this one pearl. And apparently there's only about 10 of this mellow, mellow pearl that have ever been found. So really, really precious. In the ancient world, pearls were highly thought of. People desired to possess a beautiful pearl, a beautiful, not just for its value and its beauty, but because it was a prize, and they would sell everything to find and own one of these amazing jewels. Who knows? One of them might have even had a mellow, mellow pearl. Who knows? But Jesus, in the passage today, is comparing the kingdom of heaven to that beautiful pearl that people would go to any length to find and to sell everything to own. And the meaning of today's gospel is that whether a person discovers the will of God for himself in a flash of lightning or at the end of a very long and conscious search, they will have found the most valuable thing in the world. The reading today ended up saying, therefore, every leader of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of the storeroom new treasures as well as old. That speaks to me about treasures that we find in the Bible, those little things that really speak to us in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and in our Testament, in things that happen every day in our lives. This week in 1 Kings, the thing that I thought was so lovely was a discerning heart to distinguish the right from wrong. And also talking about dreams, but that's a sermon another day about our dreams, and I won't go into that one because I can't do that in the time allotted to me now. But also from Romans 8, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Two amazing pearls to hang on to take into our lives and into the week ahead. Precious world's pearls of wisdom. We've probably all got special things in our lives that are treasures, in our homes that are personal to us. And I'm going to share just two of my pearls I brought with me today. This is George. Can you see my George? I know you've seen him before. Don't laugh at him. It's the only teddy I ever had. It's rather sad, really, isn't it? Can you see him? Well, he's a sad little boy, actually, because his own mummy, she was 10, and she got run over, and she died. And her father gave this little teddy to my father for me and told me to look after him, and I did. And then I took him to my aunt's one day, and her dog ravaged it, as you can see, just tore it apart, and I was heartbroken. And she said, don't worry, darling, I'll mend him for you. And she did. And look what she did. She tore out his eyes, he's got buttons, so I had to find some glasses for him, his feet. She made a mess of him, but I love him. So that's one of my little treasures, little George. And the other treasure is some pearls. And these pearls were given to me just recently, actually, as a wedding present from one of Don's family. Really lovely pearls, beautiful pearls. So an old treasure and a new treasure. But the biggest treasure for me, the pearl which is most valuable, is Jesus. And it's the one thing that I would sell everything for, give everything away, to have that pearl in my life. I've been looking, or was looking, for a close relationship with God, with Jesus, right from a very, very early age. I went to a Catholic school, and although they talked about lots of lovely things, they never showed me how to find Jesus. And so when I found, later in life, I joined a prayer group, and they were talking about, you know, have you invited Jesus into your life? And I thought, what are they talking about? I've been a Christian all my life. I don't need anything else. And then one day, and I know you've heard this story before, so I won't go into it in length, but something happened at home, something quite dramatic, and I lost it completely through chopped cutlery and crockery all around the kitchen. And then on my way to work, Jesus whispered into my ear, and he said, June, you're making an awful mess of your life. Why don't you allow me to come in and to help you, to live with you? And all you've got to do is to just open that door and allow me in. You wouldn't think that made any difference, would you, really? But it did. Do you know, remember this lovely picture here? Have you seen the whole, I'm going to show here, Holman Hunt, Jesus, Light of the World. And I know you've all seen it, or many of you will have seen it before. But Jesus is standing on the outside of that door. He's not on the inside, so we have to open that door and let him in. And I'm sure you know he's been standing at many doors for many years, waiting patiently for you just to say, Lord, just come into my life. Come in and share with me, sup with me. Let me share your life. Well, as I was driving along, and then I went past the exact place I asked him to come into my life, do you know what it was called? It was called Waters Place Farm, and it was on the way to Ware. And something happened. I changed. I really did change that moment. Now, I was very lucky, because it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes we have to search and search for all our lives to find that close relationship. But I really would say, brothers and sisters, today, if you haven't got a close relationship with Jesus, please keep searching, because it's worth far more than pearls and even George. You know, it's the most precious thing in the world. And this is what this today's gospel is all about. You know, what God wants us to find it, to search, and to have that personal relationship with God. So just in case you still would like to say that prayer, I'm going to say now what we would call in the church a prayer of commitment. And that is when we're literally going to be opening this door and then saying, Jesus, come in. Come into my life. Come and share it with me. The good bits, the bad bits, the sad bits, the happy bits, all of it. And believe me, he does. So let us just bow our heads. And as I say these words, if you want to, say them in your heart. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. But say these words now in your heart, and the Holy Spirit will hear them and will act on them. I promise you. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong. Forgive me for all those things over the years. And I turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me, so that I could be forgiven and set free. Lord, thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Lord, come into my life by your Holy Spirit
and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So if you have just said those words to God in your heart, we're going to make the affirmation of faith to see whether you really believe and trust. And if you do, you can say these words with complete confidence. So I say to you today, do you believe and trust in God the Father, the source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.